News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update from Unaway of the Brazos Valley. And Allison Prince is on hand. October 31st is not only Halloween, but also the end of the state employees' charitable campaign.
It sure is. So today is the last day that state employees can make their pledge through their payroll deductions through state employee charitable campaign. We have some good news so far. We don't get results on all of the state agencies until over the next few months as things are finalizing, but we get weekly updates from A&M because they do a lot of their stuff online. And A&M is ahead of last year, so that's awesome. They're doing an amazing job. We've had great support all the way from the president's office down, so we just want to say thank you. This is the opportunity for employees to make a difference in their community through their workplace. And the cool thing about state employee charitable campaign is that employees get to designate to whatever charity of their choice. Of course, we, whenever we can, want to encourage to keep it local, to consider the organizations here in the Brazos Valley. But if you've got an organization that's near and dear to your heart outside of the Brazos Valley, you do have the opportunity to give to them as well. But we favor these Brazos Valley organizations because of the way that they work in our community to better our community.
And while you've mentioned A&M, do not want to forget TxDOT or the state prisons or the many other state employee agencies that are out there.
HHSC, Texas Department of Public Safety, the prison system, the TxDOT, anybody who works and gets a paycheck from the state of Texas or a state entity, Forestry Service, Texas AgriLife, everything under the system, they all roll into that. A&M does get the bulk of the attention, I would probably say, when we talk about it, simply because they're the largest employer. But that does not mean that they are the most giving either, because some of our other state entities, their employees give in a great way, and we really appreciate their support.
And again, midnight or 11:59 this evening.
Yep. Make your gift. Get it into your HR manager or go online, whichever way your employer does it, and make your gift, because this is the last couple hours of state employee charitable campaign. We'll be hopefully having an announcement of how that did right after the new year.
Very good. Another topic I want to bring up today is the United Way of the Brazos Valley's Youth Leadership Cabinet.
Sure. So our Youth Leadership Cabinet, one of my favorite things that we work on, we've been doing this for, I think it's over 15 years now. So we have high school students we have worked with seven area high schools in the Bryan College Station. Yes, if you can believe it, we have seven high schools in Bryan College Station. When we started, it was just Bryan High School and Consol. And now we've grown to both all of the public schools as well as a few of the private schools and even some of the alternate programs like College View as well as College View High School and then Bryan Collegiate, things like that. So all of these high school students, we've got about 30 of them, come together every single week from these different high schools, and they just learn about their community and then they learn what they can do about it. So they've gone out and toured agencies, learned about the needs in our community, and now they're hosting fundraisers. One of their fundraisers, it's one of their biggest ones, is coming up in the next couple weeks. It's on November 17th, and it's called United We Roll. We've done this a few years, and we partner with Double Dave, so thank you to Double Dave's Pizza Work. Pizza Works, I think is their name. It's basically a profit share all day, every location of Double Dave's and BCS, dine-in, carry-out, delivery. You don't have to say anything. Basically, everything they sell, they provide a portion of it to the Youth Leadership Cabinet. That evening, from I think it's 6 to 8 or so, at the George Bush location, we'll have United We Roll, and that's where we have celebrity pizza rollers. I know College Station Police Chief has already signed on. Bryan Superintendent has signed on. Various different celebrities in the area. I think some of the DJs from y'all's sister stations will be out there. Rolling their favorite pizzas, putting them on the buffet line, and then people get to bid on their favorite one. It's all just a fundraiser to help build awareness and raise money for Youth Leadership Cabinet. At the end of the school year is the coolest part of the cabinet. They host our Community Builders grant process. So all of the funds that are raised throughout the year, they use for grants at the end of the year. And these are small, what we call mini grants, to build your community, basically, as your organization is looking for just some project funding or some need a new stove for the soup kitchen, whatever it is, you can apply for funding. Those are usually those grants are available in the April time period, and they're open to any nonprofit in our seven county region as well. So it's a really cool opportunity that our youth raise the money and then our youth decide how the funds are invested. And they make all of those decisions. They review the applications, they score them, they discuss them, and then they make the ultimate funding decisions. So it's
pretty
really
much the same process that the other grant
through our community impact grants, just on a small scale. And so it's what we're thinking here is we're teaching high school students about being civically involved and being leaders in their community and understanding that no matter where they end up, whether it's Bryan College Station or Cincinnati, Ohio, that they have a responsibility to be involved in their community, to understand the needs in their community, and then to do something about it and be equipped in which they can do something about it. So that's really what our ultimate goal is there. And they're really fun to watch these high school students, just the work that they do throughout the year and how it all comes together when they give these grants. They're very proud at the end of the year.
I'm also guessing maybe you have a few of your own board members that sneak into a meeting, and I'm guessing maybe even y'all on staff will take some of the things the leadership cabinet brings up and applies it through the rest of the organization.
Absolutely, and we're looking at ways to better integrate cabinet into our everyday operations. And building that community builders grant fund is really what we're wanting to do. We have a staff person who's a part-time staff person who just works on that. And then our volunteers that run it are some of my favorite because they've all been on the cabinet themselves. Well, one of them is a husband, a wife that was on the cabinet, but she was involved in cabinet when she was in high school, one of our very first cabinet members. She's gone on to college, graduate school, now is back here as a working mom with two kids, and her husband have been volunteering with the cabinet to help lead them over the last 3 years. We also have a college student, or she's recent college graduate, who was a cabinet member for us as well, and now has been helping lead the cabinet as well. So it's really cool. Our board members, when they get involved with them, they're like, wow, they're really amazing. And I'm like, I try to tell you that all the time. They're doing amazing work. And we really appreciate every one of our cabinet members.
So again, the United We Roll event is November 17th. Also a reminder that the community campaign continues, and more information online at uwbv.org. And that's this week's update from United Way of the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.